Dawn glimmered chill and blustery over the heathlands, some 2 leagues west of the northeast sea. Wet, hungry and dispirited, Ragabol's crew of sea rats huddled round a smoking fire down a ravine. They stared miserably at a deep, rain-swollen stream running nearby. From further up the bank, the vermin could hear the captain's shrieks and curses rending the air. Ringe, a sly-faced female, gnawed at a filthy claw nail, glancing from one to the other.
Do you think Ball's lost the power? I thought Wigger could have sewed it back on. She's a good healer.
A lanky, gaunt rat named Ferron picked something from his teeth and spat it into the stream.
Sewed it back on? Have you gone soft in the skull? Last I saw, Captain Bowles' paw was hanging on by a string of skin. We should have stayed well clear of those two striped dogs.
Ringe wiped fire smoke from her bleeding eyes.
The little old one was no trouble. He didn't know what hit him. Gone afore you could wink.
Ferron winced as Ragabol's screeches and curses redoubled.
Aye, but what about the big un, eh? I thought Captain Bol killed him with the first blow of his big sword.
Glimbo, the captain's first mate, pushed Ringe away from the fire and installed his fat, greasy bulk close to the flames. One of his eyes was a milky, sightless orb. The other roved around the crew as he warmed his paws.
Never in me days seen Bol have to strike a beast twice with that blade. But that big striped dog came back after the first whack and got his teeth in good. Just as well that Bol struck again, or he would have lost more than one paw. Mark my words, striped dogs are powerful, dangerous beasts.
The heathland was a barren region made drearier by the day's unabated rain. Down in the ravine, a huge bonfire blazed to dispel the harsh weather. Every sea rat of the crew sat watching their captain, tall and sinewy, with a restless energy that could be glimpsed in his fiery green eyes. Ragabol was an impressive rat by any measure. He sat wrapped in a fur cloak, his left paw stub hidden from view. The sea rat's right paw rested on the carved bone hilt of a heavy, wide-bladed scimitar, protruding from his waistband. The crew beasts could feel Ragabol's eyes on them. Rain sizzling on the fire and wind fanning the flames were the only sounds to be heard as they waited on their captain's word. Finally, Ragabol rose and snarled bad-temperedly at them, firelight reflecting from his hooped brass earrings and gold-plated fangs.
We march west at dawn. Any beast who don't want to go, let him speak now and I'll bury him right here.
Not one of the Sea Rat crew said a word. Ragabol nodded.
West it is, then. Blowfly, get me 2 runners.
An enormously fat rat with a whip curled about his shoulders motioned 2 lean crew members forward. Ragabol sat looking at them in silence until they squirmed under his unwinking gaze. His jaw clenched as he moved the stump where his left paw had been.
You two go back to where I slew the striped dog. Find the carcass and bring me back his head.
Each of the runners touched a paw to his ears.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Ragabol stood watching them, climbing the sides of the ravine, then turned his attention to an old female sea rat crouching nearby.
Wurga, is that hook ready yet?
It'll be ready by dawn, Captain.
The old one gave him a toothless grin.
So they want the big striped dog's head, eh?
Ragabol drew his cloak tight and sat staring into the fire.
No beast ever took a paw of mine and stayed in one piece, dead or alive. Now get that hook ready if you want to keep your head, you withered old torturer!